What's good, y'all? This is your host, Maurice Watson. If you haven't checked out Act 2 of The Aimless Destination, I would highly recommend to do so. If you haven't checked it out yet, in Act 2, I explained how COVID really made me realize a lot of things and how COVID pretty much impacted my high school years leading up to graduation night, and how in the midst of what was going on in my time, in that time period of my life, I found out that how podcasting was really my main purpose and the challenges that I faced after that. So in this episode of Act 3, I'll be taking you through the aftermath of graduation, the time I decided to start my own clothing brand businesses, and how I fell flat. But not only that, my first trip to Arizona. And lastly, that fateful day of July 27th, 2022 at the airport. So with that being said, I would like to appreciate you guys for tuning back in. So without any further ado, I would like to present to you Act 3 of Aimless Destination. Okay, so graduation has ended and summer is finally here. The sun is out, the summer breeze blowing through the trees, and the sky just as blue like always. So around this time period, I thought about starting up my own clothing brand in the summer of 2021. I did drop shipping at first instead of the old-fashioned way because I didn't want to spend $300 for a press machine and other materials as well, so I thought it was easy and highly convenient. I didn't have to hold too much inventory, and plus I would make my own designs and I would have a third party making my stuff on the products of my choosing. So I went ahead with it, and I had my own website that I designed myself in the process as well. But keep in mind, as an aspiring entrepreneur, there were certain things I didn't know about at that time, like profit margins, ROIs, analytics, niches, branding, and etc. But I did make a couple hundred dollars off of it, but I didn't really know how to promote it like that much. So around the fall of 2021, I realized I was losing more money than I was gaining due to the fact of how much money it would cost to make versus how much I would be charging customers as far as retail price. So for example, I remembered selling a shirt for $25, but it takes $15 to make it. That means that I would be taking home $10 for each shirt sale, which also means the third party would receive $5 more of the retail sale off of my own design. That's called profit margin for anyone that's out there that didn't know. But anywho, in the fall, I closed my website and clothing brand down, at least for the time being. And around this time, during the fall, I found another job at a hardware store. And to be honest with you, around this time period, it was one of the most absolute miserable times of my life. Even though I was really making decent money, but at the same time, I remember the nights I would come home to my family with my vest covered in concrete mix, my pants covered in wooden splinters in my socks due to handling and cutting wood as well, and just filled with sweat. And truth be told, I was missing out on a lot, I feel like. Like, I missed out on hanging out with friends and family, and I felt like at that time my job was taking me away from what I was doing and what I found joy in doing. Meanwhile, after I turned 19 in December of 2021, in January of 2022, my parents sat me down and they asked me, have I ever thought about moving to Arizona with my cousin and my aunt, uncle and his wife's side of the family? And at first I thought, nah, like, not really. But then I talked to my cousin about it and she was down. I told her what I want to do, and that was to push my brand and podcast as much as I can possibly can. And whatever happens, I pray it happens for the best. So in my mind, I had to think about it because I know for a fact that if I were to move, that it would come with sacrifices. Like not seeing my brother and sisters, my mom, my dad, and aunties and cousins, not to mention my friends that I grew up with through elementary school all the way up to high school as well. But then again, if I were to stay, I feel like I wouldn't be able to grow. Like, not just to grow my podcast and brand, but as a man. And I was scared. I was nervous because this could be the biggest choice I have ever made up until this point. And the thought The thought of being away from my family and everything and everyone that I know all my life, I'll be 2,000 miles away from them. And that right there is what kept me up late at night sometimes back then. It took me 2 weeks to deliberate it. And I talked with my brother and sisters and friends as well, but also to talk with God for strength, guidance, and wisdom as well. That's when I made my decision. And at the end of January of 2022, I bought my plane ticket in advance. So now I'm officially moving to Arizona. February of 2022, I bought myself a clothing brand course that teaches everything I need to know and how to run a successful clothing brand. I dedicated a month on the course. To this day, I still have multiple notes I took from there, just for safekeepings, of course. And in late February, that's when the real work begins. I went to my computer and I started doing and brainstorming designs and niches and demographics that would make my brand resonate with certain groups of people. And that's when I came up with the idea of tracksuits. So that's when I started going through manufacturers from overseas like Thailand and India and other places such as that, and trying to find the best quality tracksuits possible and making sure the sizes was right, hopefully. But anywho, I pressed on forward to starting my own business again, but this time trying to do it the right way possible. And in April, that's when I went ahead and asked my friends and sister if they want to be a part of the photo shoots for the clothing brand, and they was down. So I asked them all about their sizes for the tracksuits, so I went ahead on my chosen manufacturer and bought the tracksuits, including for me. And this was around the time when I was a little shy in front of the camera. I went ahead and I hired a photographer to do my photo shoots, and we ironed out the dates for early May. In mid to late April, the tracksuits finally came, and I sent everyone that was a part of the photo shoots their tracksuits of choice. And everything was finally set. May 10th was the day we did the photo shoots, and it turned out great. And so has been the support behind it as well. And I posted the photos on my website that I remade, and I'm going to be honest with you. After all the promoting and when it came down to the sales, I'm going to be real with y'all. I sold 3 tracksuits. That's right, 3. Uno, dos, tres. 3. Now, to be fair, I decided to do tracksuits during the summer almost. So that was on me. Because first of all, who want to wear tracksuits during the summer? I'm just saying. Anywho, I considered it a win, to be honest. Even though that it cost me a bit to make everything happen, I feel like it was all the lesson I learned. I was just happy at the fact that I was able to sell a product for my own brand. But before long, I closed it down in June, right before my departure to Arizona in late June of 2022. A month before me moving, I decided to drop my last podcast interview. Shortly after, in July, I quit my job at the hardware store on July 14th so I can focus more on being around my family and friends and loved ones more before I move away. And I got the chance to celebrate my little sister's birthday. And about 2 weeks later, the day had finally came. July 27th, I had my bags packed and ready to go the day before, I got the chance to say goodbye to my friends and other loved ones to make sure I get the chance to see them before I go. And so my family took me to the airport, we hugged and said our goodbyes, and as I was walking, I stopped midway as I watched them drove away. And in my mind and in my heart, there was that gut-wrenching feeling of regret and anxiety as I was walking through the airport to board my flight, supposedly. Then I walked up to the airport receptionist. I gave them my name and everything, and all of a sudden, the receptionist said, "I'm sorry, Mr. Watson, but apparently it looks like that you didn't pay for your flight." And at that moment, my heart sunken. My mind was racing. My family at that moment had already left the airport from dropping me off for my flight. And all I could think to myself was, how could you be so stupid? How could you be so careless? How do you forget to pay for the most important thing was to pay for the freaking flight? And as I was standing there in the airport, contemplating what my next move was going to be, that's when the most unexpected thing happened. So by the grace of God, after 5 minutes of searching for any available flights, I finally got me a flight to Arizona this time, actually paying for the flight. And after everything was cleared, I gave them my bags and I walked down to my terminal. As I am walking through the airport, I breathed a sigh of relief. But later on that day, around 4 to 5:30 in the afternoon, all I can see out the window, as soon as we started to lift off from the ground, was the sun. The sun began to set and the sky was beginning to change and turn into what it seems to be a vibrant purple, but with the hue of red. And it was a beautiful sight to see, no less. But all I can remember was the last glimpse of my home, only to be flying to a new one.